Tyson decided to sever off his own ding-dong and throw it out the window.
What?
In the middle of his high-speed chase,
what?
He cut off his own male genitalia and threw it out the window.
But for why, though?
While driving.
Did he give a reason why?
While driving. So he got arrested, sent to the hospital, and when he was asked why he did it, he said that he did it because the voice on the radio told him to do it to save the world.
I wonder if he was listening to this show.
Tyson, I didn't mean it.
Tyson, do it. Cut it now.
If
you're running from the police, you can run faster if you don't carry that extra ding dong weight.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed.
So after a 3-day weekend, what we do, you guys? You had a big trip, Jim.
Yep. I went to Cincinnati for my nephew's wedding, and it was great. We had a rehearsal on Friday, rehearsal dinner, Friday night, and the wedding was great. I was the officiant, so it was really nice to be asked by my nephew and his now bride to do that. And it was great because it was a family reunion. So, I mean, there was people I hadn't seen in like 20, 30 years. People that in my family had never met my kids, yet they're related.
Cool. Wow. You know,
so it was it was awesome. What a fantastic weekend.
And you had, usually during a wedding they have communion and stuff like that, but they did shots.
They did tequila shots, was their unity ceremony.
Shot.
Zach's upset he wasn't invited.
Yeah.
No candles. And nobody knew about it. It was just me and the couple. They decided they wanted to do it. And I did a little thing they wrote about tequila and how it's like a marriage. And then they brought out the emergency, like, secret shots and clinked
shots.
Them together. And,
tequila is like marriage. Sometimes it makes you vomit.
That's good.
Tequila's a lot like you. Sometimes
did you include
you
that in the vows? You may vomit at the sight of each other or from drinking this.
Woody, what did you do over the weekend?
My girlfriend, Melissa, and I hung out a little bit. She is now in St. Lucia.
She won
a trip when she was on Wheel of Fortune like 3 years ago, and they kept delaying it because of COVID, but now she was able to go, and so she's just living in paradise right now.
How cool for her.
Yeah, so I've been FaceTiming and going, I'm so jealous. hanging out with the grandkids. I went hiking on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Which means I was walking but with a stick, so that means it's hiking.
It's official. Without a stick, you're just wandering
aimlessly. You're just walking.
Yeah,
but with a stick, you're a hiker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That makes cliff you feel
bars.
Better.
They give you a free cliff bar if you have a stick.
Ricky, what did you do this weekend? I did see one picture of you by the pool, by the lake.
Yes, I spent some time by the lake. I spent some time relaxing. I had a whole full girls' day on Friday. As much as I love y'all, I'm surrounded by men every day.
Oh, yeah.
So it was nice to have a little girls' day on Friday.
It's a damn sausage fest in here.
So it was a good weekend. I enjoyed it. Spent a lot of time with my boyfriend. It was really nice.
Nice.
What about you, Zach?
I literally was just by the lake all weekend long. Saturday, I was out at a friend's house by the pool, by the lake all day. Went on the boat Sunday and Monday with my boyfriend and his family. So I just was lathering myself in sunscreen all weekend long. So
you were slathered.
Yeah, I had to exfoliate last night so I didn't have clogged pores.
You should watch Zach put sunscreen on because he can't apply it like a normal human being would. You know, like you put it on your hands and then you rub it in.
What does he
do? No. Zach just squirts it all over his body in just random places and then rubs it in.
Like, you know, when you put it on your stomach, I just hold it up and I drizzle it down on my chest. And
which
then
makes
I rub
no
it in.
Sense whatsoever.
Like you're putting mustard on a hot dog?
Yeah. Exactly
maple
like that.
Syrup on pancakes?
Oh. Exactly.
Yep.
What the
heck?
And then
weird.
Do you get your back just by rolling around on a shower curtain or something?
I wish that I was that brilliant.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Zach.
This story is going viral right now, and it's really kind of wild of this guy that was like swimming off the coast of Ireland, and he was like stranded. And they saw him like swimming towards a lighthouse. And I guess the only reason that they were able to find him is because this guy actually ended up being surrounded by a pod of dolphins. surrounding him in the water, and they think that the dolphins might have been trying to protect him.
Huh.
Oh,
while he
I
was
love
like
dolphins.
Stranded in the middle of the ocean.
They are super smart.
How cool is that?
That is so cool. Could you imagine telling your grandchildren? Yeah, one time I was saved by a
saved
bunch
by
of
dolphins.
Dolphins in the middle
experience.
Of the ocean.
That is very cool. Yeah, no kidding.
I've heard stories where they will circle a person to keep sharks away.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, just incredible
stuff. Because they're like the only, you know, fish that are, you know,
smarter than us.
Yeah.
They also
yes.
can fight off sharks.
They do.
Yeah.
They nose them away. That's cool.
Yeah. Jim, what you got?
This is. Have you guys seen the footage of the Waffle House fight in Atlanta?
No.
Oh,
that was epic. Somebody made the very stupid move of causing a ruckus inside a Waffle House and deciding to take on the cook.
Did they forget the blueberries in their waffle?
I don't know what the deal was, but the cook just pummeled him.
Dang.
Like, I mean, that's just dumb.
I feel like it's a requirement at Waffle House to know how to fight.
Oh, yeah.
This happens all
Absolutely.
The time.
It's like you're interviewing for the job. Hey, do you know how to cook? Eh, we can teach you that. Can you fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hired.
Which is so messed up.
I know.
Just be nice to the people that are making you food.
You have the perfect amount of rage to work here. Well done.
So if you want to see the Waffle House fight, it is awesome. I will send out a tweet from 107.5 The River and also put it on 107.5 The River's Instagram story. Ricky, what you got?
So Slime Zone, which happened last season with the NFL, it's kind of a Nickelodeon NFL collab.
Yeah.
So they did it so that they could bring kids to football, because I guess they've seen a downtick in kids being interested in football games.
Yeah.
Right.
So they had all the Nickelodeon characters like SpongeBob and Sandy Cheeks all pop up on the screen during certain plays. They have commentary that actually explains the game better for kids to understand.
Yeah. Made it fun for them.
They
cool.
did it last season, and apparently it was a big hit, so they're going to do it again this season for the Wild Card weekend.
Yeah, why not? That's awesome.
I got to tell you, there was a wardrobe malfunction happening at the wedding I was at over the weekend, which was my nephew's wedding. Great wedding, super weekend. And my sister asked at like a little party they had on Sunday, just to kind of like hang out after the wedding.
Right.
You know, there's always something that happens at a wedding, and this one seemed
always.
Perfect. You know, was there anything that went wrong that we didn't know about?
Ooh.
And the mother of the groom, my sister-in-law, she said, Jim, you're going to feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to tell this story. Apparently, she was going around greeting guests at the reception.
Uh-huh.
And my cousin, Kristen, her and her daughters are very much like into theater. The daughters are actresses, singers. Mom is a seamstress and costume designer.
Cute.
Right? And so my cousin looks at her chest area, and at first, like, you know, my sister-in-law's like, hey, my eyes are up here. And then she goes, no, you know what I do for a living, right? She's like, yeah. She goes, you have a wardrobe malfunction. Apparently, she had an adhesive bra on.
Yep.
And, like, because it was a warm day and probably because she's sweating a little bit because of the situation.
Her sticky it boobs were coming
so
off.
The glue was starting to
melt. The stick
melt.
Wasn't as sticky as it was.
The stick, yeah.
And everything had moved to the left.
Yep.
And
To the left. All your boobs in a box to the left. Thank
I am
you.
So disturbed right now.
No, it's a salute to Beyonce.
We're all just going to pretend that didn't happen. And so I guess my cousin, you know, who's used to dealing with last-minute wardrobe issues,
yeah,
she yells out to her daughters, you know, we got a situation. And then she says, what's going on? Like, we need to take care of this. She says, oh, I already know about that. Somebody's gone to get me, like, a new one from the store and going to bring it back. And then she yells to her daughters, we got one coming in hot. Which apparently is on a set for a movie or a show.
Yeah.
Means somebody's bringing
it's
this in.
It's on the way.
Yeah. It's on the way.
The bra adhesive is on the way.
This is very dramatic.
It is. Well, I mean, think about it. They work in drama, right?
Yeah. So like, they're all dramatic.
Right? So
yes.
So my cousin tells her daughter, she said, okay, when it comes in hot, we're going to have a signal. And then my sister-in-law said, I'm going to yell, the eagle has landed.
And then super nonchalant.
Right.
And they're going to jump to work like a NASCAR pit crew.
They're going to jump to work. Okay, so then the item had arrived, and they rush her to, there's only one like ladies room in the whole venue, and they said, you need to cause a distraction outside to my nieces. And okay, and they're both singers, and they're outside the bathroom, like away from the bathroom, singing, you know, happy days are here again. And they're like showstoppers. They're really good singers and stuff. While inside, I guess my sister-in-law's dress was on the floor. They're fixing her up, and they told her to put her arms up in the air so they could, you know, get everything set. And
waving she's around like she just
she's
don't
waving
care.
Them yeah, around yeah. like over the stall. You can see her arms, I guess, is what they said. And she's because they're like, stop dancing to the music that's trying to distract people from the fact that we need to get you fixed. And it all turned out okay. And she came out, and none was the wiser.
And the sticky was back in place.
Yeah.
That was the most dramatic
thing
I've ever
heard. That was very dramatic.
I thought, like, hey, there was no drama at this wedding whatsoever. Behind Little did I know, there was...
Sticky boobs are the worst.
Hey, what's
it's so true, though.
Quote of the day right there. Hey, everybody say hi to my niece, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
She's a good friend of the show. We love her.
Zach's got celebrity stuff.
So another surprising celebrity divorce happened over the weekend. On Friday, Kaylee Cuoco actually filed for divorce from her husband, Carl. I guess they were married back in 2018, so they've been together for 3 years.
That's her second marriage, too, I think.
Yeah, sure. And I guess Carl responded in court the same day. They're in agreement. The marriage is completely done. I guess there's no animosity. And they just said in a joint statement that they've been moving in opposite directions of each other.
It happens.
Happens to a lot of people.
Especially, I think people in the like TV movie industry, they go off and they spend months apart, like doing a TV series or a movie on location. And all of a sudden you got nothing in common.
You just grow.
She's got a new movie coming out with Pete Davidson.
A lot of people were speculating that Pete Davidson was her new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And of I'm course, like,
please don't.
That would really suck if it was her, like, now soon to be ex-husband.
Yeah,
you know, like, I lost you to Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
he gets like a new girlfriend every 48 hours.
Somehow, and I'm really confused on how, because most of the time women are attracted to like comedy and humorous personalities, and I don't think he's that funny.
Well, apparently women think differently.
America's bar has lowered.
It definitely has done that. Also, you remember how I was telling you that Kanye West like filed a all of these court documents in L.A. to change his name to just Ye, Y-E? Well, I guess now he's trying to become like a household name, because there are new reports that a holding company owned by Ye has filed trademark to put Yeezy's name all over like things like shower curtains, wall hangings, towels, placemats, and blankets.
God, I hope
so. He's gonna be at Come Home Goods.
Yeah,
I'm so confused what his game plan is with this. Like,
he's
what's
trying to be
point?
A new Chip and Joanna game.
But why? That's not his aesthetic.
Do you remember when he was dressing Kim? And it was like, oh, that looks like a couch slipcover he just put on.
She looked like Mrs. Doubtfire at the Met Gala.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was awful. So I'm unfortunately interested to see what these items are going to look like.
Get a Yeet shower curtain for $3,500.
Yeah, super cheap. It'll be cheaper than restoration hardware.
No kidding.
But if you want to see that whole story, you can like The River on Facebook and check it out right there.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. I'm a little bit ashamed to tell you that I did the one thing people told you not to do. I lost my vaccination card.
Yeah, they do say, hey, hold on to this.
Or just do something simple like take a picture of it.
Right.
And have it on your phone.
It'll
just in case somebody asks.
It'll take one second.
Yeah. Well, apparently I didn't have that second to spare.
You're very busy.
I remember having the card in my pocket when I went to the hospital back in May.
Okay.
And then afterwards I couldn't find it. So I thought, as I was thinking about where could it be, and I thought, you know what? Maybe it's in the shirt pocket that I wore to the hospital. So I'd taken those clothes to the dry cleaner.
I was about to say, I know the good thing is that you don't do laundry very often, so it might still be there.
When you can have somebody else do it, and it comes out nice and pressed.
Exactly.
So I go pick up my laundry on Friday at the dry cleaner. I go, okay, stupid question. Did you happen to find a vaccination card in one of the pockets? Oh, sorry, no. I would have seen that. So So I thought, okay, it's the last chance. So I went online to the Tennessee Health Department, and you can actually fill out a thing that says, you know, you have to put all your information and the date you got your first shot, date you got your second shot, and your location and all that stuff. And so I'm hoping in a few days that I will get my replacement card, and they can probably stamp on the back, "Don't lose it again, you idiot."
I think they should just tattoo the information to your forehead.
I know a lot of people have like put the QR code as a tattoo on their arm.
Which is brilliant. Just scan me. Here I am.
Hopefully they won't have to scan you forever, though.
We'll see at this point.
I said hopefully.
Yeah.
If you get the barcode and all that kind of stuff, don't use the self-checkouts at the supermarket because you might price yourself.
You might be very inexpensive.
I was going to say, you're going to be really sad when you're worth nothing.
Yeah, when you find out how cheap you really are.
Right? I remember I mistakenly one time, because I had like that little barcode, on my keychain for like going through the supermarket. And I mistakenly, because it was the same size, had like the library card code, and it came up as like a $400 roast beef.
Wow.
What?
I had to, just like whatever the code was for my, library membership. Yeah. Somebody had to come over and go, I guess I'll have to get a manager to get that taken off your bill.
It's a delicious meat book.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Jim, you've got a story making us happy.
He just won't stop being generous. So there's a guy named Caleb Duncan who was in a West Tennessee Dollar General store. And at the time, he was out of work. So he wasn't doing all that great, right? So he, just for the heck of it, while he was checking out and getting a few items, decided to pay for the items of everyone in line who was behind him.
Wow.
Really?
That's so nice.
Wow.
Just out of the kindness of his heart. And then Dollar General found out about it, and they said, Caleb, why don't you come back to the store? And when he came back, they gave him two $100 gift cards as a reward, and they also donated to a food pantry. And they said, we'll give them $1,000 in your name.
Oh, that's
to honor
cool.
what you did for these very nice people.
Yeah.
And the pastor was there to, accept the check. And then they give him the two $100 gift cards to Dollar General. He takes one, puts it in his pocket. He takes the other one and walks into the store and gives it to the first random person he sees.
Seriously?
Aww.
He just keeps giving stuff away.
He can't be stopped.
He's the nicest guy. So.
And he doesn't have a job.
Well, I mean, he does now.
He does now, okay.
But when he originally did it, he didn't have a job.
Wow.
So, it doesn't matter what his situation, he just likes to give. So, Caleb, you're what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The
what
River.
What a great guy.
Yeah. Above and beyond. Last week, Zach was crowned King Bougie of the show.
Yay.
As you have blueberry facials for your dogs, and you also drive a fancy Lexus.
Sorry, I have standards for life.
I know. But...
Well, those are just a few things.
I mean, those are the least bougie things.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't ride in a vehicle last week because it had cloth seats.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Cloth seats will never touch my tender thighs, my fancy bougie thighs. So you had some issues over the weekend with your car.
Yeah, well, what had happened is yesterday I was trying to get gas, and so I stopped at the gas station. I had to go pee, so I locked my car, went into the gas station, went pee, came back and was trying. So like my little gas tank, you push it and it usually pops open.
Yeah, most cars do that.
Yeah, and so I pushed it and it wouldn't pop open.
Good Lord.
I kept pushing it harder and harder and harder, like to the point that I was punching it. And I was like, come on!
Jeez.
Open already.
Wow.
Aggressive.
I know.
Sadly, this is not caught on video.
And then it gets more aggressive.
Okay.
Because I then decided to call like the Lexus helpline. Because they have one of those for like the dealership.
They have caller ID. They probably know it's you right away.
Yes. Is there really that much wrong with Lexuses that they have an actual helpline?
I mean, I guess whenever you're me.
Or is it people like it's, Zach? Yeah. It's not
okay.
The car.
If you have a Lexus and you're sad and pathetic, they will take the call.
Yes. So I called and I was like really upset because I was just standing outside at the gas station. I was like, ma'am, my gas tank will not open. There's something wrong with my car. She was like, well, sir, is your car locked? And I was like, of course it's locked. I went inside. Yes, I locked my car. She's like, well, we have a security and safety feature on our vehicles where you can't open the gas tank if the car is locked. And I was like, okay, have a great day.
So no one comes over to you and siphons gas while you're in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
So you just had to unlock the car and the little door magically opened.
Yeah, I literally was like, I'm so sorry for being such an idiot. Have a beautiful day. I'll speak to you hopefully never. It was trash. I felt so dumb because people were just staring at me.
You had a dodo moment.
Yeah. Aww. People were just staring at me in the parking lot, punching my car.
I'd stare at you too. I'd be like, what is this psychopath doing?
Bless your heart.
I know. There's a story last week that I don't think we even told on the air that somebody had supposedly dented your door in the parking garage here at work. And I'm starting to believe, and it was an inside job. If you're punching your gas cap, there's very much a chance that you just punched the side of your door for some other reason, like, I forgot how to open this.
My door won't open!
Unfortunately,
all the car understands is violence.
Car's been through it lately. I had a crack in the windshield, got a dent in the side. Wow. I punched it.
If I'm your insurance agent, I'm just going, I don't know. I think we should just investigate every single claim he does.
Yeah, that one was not me. I pinkies promise.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
Bringing on today's telephone gladiators. For the ladies in the audience, we have Camilla in Chapel Hill. Hey, Camilla.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck. For the guys, we have Alan. He is in Nashville. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. Let's warm up our brains with a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah. Camilla, what's your phone background and the story behind it?
Well, there's really no story behind it. Mine's just my kids. When my older two came down to visit, we went out to eat, and it's just a picture of all my kids together.
Oh, you always love that.
That's
a
good story, though. Nothing wrong with that. Alan, what about you? What's your phone background and the story behind it?
Well, mine is Pokemon evolutions, and that's just because I'm a nerd.
Hey, I love you.
You waved that flag freely here.
No
you
kidding.
Have there no judgment.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use if you don't know the answer, and you don't think your opponent knows it either. You can use your screw to make them answer your question.
Here we go. Multiple choice, Camilla. The NFL season is getting started. Dun 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 dun. Is Green Bay, Tampa Bay, or New England the defending Super Bowl champion?
The first one?
Green Bay?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is number one.
Can't give that to you. Still 0-0.
All right, Alan. Matt James, Colton Underwood, or Ben Higgins? Which TV bachelor will be on this season's Dancing with the Stars?
Colton.
No, it's Matt James.
Okay.
Sorry.
No score
they
yet.
All will eventually be on.
Yeah. If you listen carefully, you can hear the bottom of the barrel being scraped. Camilla, what is Danny Trejo famous for?
Screw.
Okay. Alan, she hopes you don't know this. What is Danny Trejo famous for?
Football player?
No, cool. No, he's an actor.
That does sound like a football player name,
though. It does.
Sure. Oh, yeah, it could be.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. All right, good use of the screw there. You got a point for that, Camilla.
Okay,
Alan. What do they sell at a Williams-Sonoma store?
They sell pots, pans, kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Super overpriced cookware.
I can name their entire catalog. All right. It is a tie game at 1-1.
All right. Camilla, in the Angry Birds game, what color are the pigs?
Pink?
No. In real life, yes. But they're green in the video game. They're green.
All right, Alan, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right. If not, we go to overtime.
Heidi Klum is a judge on which reality show?
One with the X's. Has Howie on it. I cannot think of the name.
Oh, you're getting so close. So close.
Oh, sorry.
It's America's Got Talent. You were
knew
on the
what
right
was,
track.
Though.
You had it. You
just
had
everything except for the name.
I would have also accepted the one that's been on way too long.
American Idol?
It's America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the one that's been on too long.
Oh. Yeah. Actually, you could say that for most shows.
I guess you could say that for both of them.
Reality competition shows.
Now that you're mentioning American Idol, it's the first time in like a decade I've thought of American Idol.
All right, we go to name that tune for the tiebreaker. Who knows if Zach has updated it for the last time.
All right.
Or the last six times.
All right, up to 10 seconds, Camilla. How many seconds will it take you to name a song?
6 seconds.
6 seconds. What do you think, Alan?
4.
Okay, back to you, Camilla.
He can have it.
All right, 4 seconds is what you got. You got to give us the title of the song. We're just going to play once. Here it comes.
Okay,
for the
Alan.
8th consecutive week, that is our name. What song is that, Alan?
Is it Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott?
Are we going to give it to him?
Do we want to just...
I kind of feel like...
We should just give it to him.
Yeah,
well,
give it to him.
Is that a separate song, though?
I mean...
It's Missy Elliott.
Part of the song.
Yeah, just let him have it.
All right. All right.
Jack hasn't changed the song in weeks. Just let him have it.
Ricky is lenient, and you got a call from the governor. Are you
getting... I mean, I can try to pronounce the next lyric, if that helps.
No, that's all right. You got it.
You've done enough.
You got a family 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice. That's nice.
Congratulations. All right. I'm going to go change that song.
You do it.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Spend the $1.29. Save us all the grief.
It's worth it. We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20. All right, Jim, tell us why your son called you a bad name.
He referred to me as a nickname for Richard.
The bad one, nickname for Richard.
Said, yeah. The D word that is not dad.
Rich, the other one.
He was having a bad day, end of a bad day.
Yeah.
Everybody was having a bad day.
And you're a little touchy about that
right.
stuff.
Right. Yeah. And usually he's a very sweet kid, but apparently he had said, this is what he told me. He said he's been very into exotic birds, like parrots that can talk and do intelligent things and all this stuff. And he had said, that they were super intelligent around his mom because of what they said. And my wife said, well, maybe they're just repeating stuff that other people said, like just an offhand comment. And apparently he got very offended by that.
Because he assumes that the birds have independent thought.
Yeah, he thinks they're super intelligent. Uh-huh. And so apparently he went and found a video that proved like a super intelligent bird existed.
Uh-huh.
And he apparently went in to see her and tried to get her to watch this video. And she said, like, I don't really care. I was just saying whatever. It's not that important to me.
Yeah, it's a bird.
I'm just saying something to get you out of the room.
So then he left the room and he came to me and he said, watch this video. And while he's in front of me, he texts it to me and I open it up and I look at like how long the video is. I said, I am not watching a 12-minute video just to prove your mother wrong that parrots are intelligent. And that's when he just looked at me and said, you're a Richard.
Oh.
No, seriously, you are a Richard.
It probably wasn't the subject matter. It was the fact that it was a 12-minute video. I won't do that either. I always look to see how long the videos are about anything.
Absolutely.
Give me 30 seconds of this thing.
I want the highlights.
Writing a term paper or something on a computer. Whatever. I believe there's my... I'm not spending 12 minutes on stuff I'm really interested in, let alone something I don't care about.
So obviously he stormed from the room.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I just
We've gotten
that
past
was the
it since, though.
Hill he was willing to die on.
I know.
Is that bird really just sent him over the edge to call you that name?
That's right. And he was going to prove his mother wrong. No, they are intelligent. I don't care.
Couldn't care less.
I just don't care.
My kids would never, I really didn't anger them. They would call me bad names if I embarrassed them.
Which is very fitting for you, Woody.
I do that a lot. So like, we only had children, so we can embarrass them. I'm in Kroger with my daughter, Maddie, one time. It was around Halloween time, and they had like a dancing Frankenstein that was singing Thriller at the end of one of the aisles. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're walking down, and all of a sudden I just burst out and start singing along with it really loud. It's Thriller, Thriller Night. And like 2 seconds later, Maddie is like four aisles over.
I don't know this
don't
man.
Don't know him.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad, you're such a, you know what? Because I was always good cop. You know,
oh yeah,
my ex-wife.
The,
yeah,
you were the you were the one they ran to.
My ex-wife would always say, "Wait till your father gets home," and they don't.
Nah, they'd be like, "I can't wait." Doing it.
Yeah, I can't wait till he comes home. Yeah,
I don't have to deal with you.
He'll just tell me a joke.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, the Cameo app where you can have little short videos made by a quote-unquote celebrity and sent to your friends, birthday messages, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They did a list of the most popular, and usually they're the lower-tiered celebrities that don't charge as much.
Yeah.
Sure.
Number one on Cameo is Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
Shut up.
That checks out.
Yes, absolutely.
All of his chins included.
Also, Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin Malone on The Office.
Yes.
Larry Thomas, who is the soup Nazi on Seinfeld, is getting a lot of traction. And William Hung. Remember him?
Yes.
From America.
Oh, my God. I knew that name sounded familiar, but I couldn't think of what until Zach started singing.
She moved.
You can get a message from him on video for only
$30. Oh, that's pretty great.
Nice. That's a steal. What do you got, Jim?
You know, over the last few days and Friday, we learned apparently from somebody at McDonald's that the McDonald's line character, the Grimace, the big purple thing,
blob,
is he said that it officially is a taste bud, okay, which kind of had the internet freaking out all weekend, and the reactions are all over the place. Like, some people are saying, you know, taste bud, well, like, is it lacking oxygen? Is that why it's
purple? Yeah,
it should be pink.
Starving for oxygen.
Like,
yeah.
Other people are saying, you know, the Grimace was created back in the 60s where people were smoking all kinds of stuff. Uh-huh. We didn't question things. We just bought into it. Stop asking.
Stop asking questions.
And then somebody else said, no joke, I knew a woman who played the Grimace for over 15 years in McDonald's commercials in the 80s and 90s. She was the Grimace in the costume, and she said the Grimace was never referred to as a taste bud.
Oh.
But
a
gumdrop monster.
Ah.
Which makes a lot more sense.
Doesn't make sense, though. Why would you have a gumdrop monster at McDonald's?
Then again, why is there a clown? You know?
That's true.
Because, I don't know.
And the Hamburglar.
I was going to say something, and then I was like, no, I'm just going to let it go.
Okay.
And Mayor McCheese that did not get reelected, apparently. We tell you a news story, and we ask, did it happen in Florida or Tennessee?
Yeah.
Because we're becoming, you know,
indistinguishable from
inland Florida. We're Florida without the ocean
sometimes.
Yeah. It used to always be Florida, man.
Yeah.
Now, like, quite often. Tennessee man is the guy we're talking about. So I don't know anything about this story. Zach, tell us the story. And we know that for our listeners, if you can guess correctly, there's some passes to Dollywood on the line.
There you go.
Okay. So after this story, I want you to guess if it's Tennessee or Florida. There's this guy named Tyson that parked his car where he was partially blocking a road. then a state trooper pulled up behind him, turned on his lights. That, for some reason, started a chase across two counties involving six different law enforcement agencies. And during this high-speed chase, Tyson decided to sever off his own ding-dong and throw it out the window.
What?
In the middle of this high-speed chase,
what?
He cut off his own male genitalia and threw it out the window.
But for why, though?
While driving.
Did he give a reason why?
While driving. So he got arrested, sent to the hospital, and when he was asked why he did it, he said that he did it because the voice on the radio told him to do it to save the world.
I wonder if he was listening to this show.
Tyson, I didn't mean it.
Tyson, do it. Cut it now.
If
you're running from the police, you can run faster if you don't carry that extra ding-dong weight.
That's assuming he has extra ding-dong weight.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. Yeah. It can weigh up to 30 pounds. So
oh, my God.
Shed yourself of that.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's...
Threw it out the window.
I thought that was the good idea after hearing the
helpful
radio advice.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
The voice on the radio told him it would save the world.
Mm. All right. Oh, really? Okay.
That's what he said.
We can make our guesses.
I appreciate his sacrifice if he really thought it was going to save the world.
Honestly,
right.
The world needs some saving right now.
Superhero.
That is the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're left with the choice. Did that happen in Tennessee or Florida?
Okay, yeah. We can just give our own guesses, and then we'll reveal the answer after people have had a chance to text in. 64895, put WJ in the message. Was it Tennessee or was it Florida? Standard message and data rates apply.
We'll take one person at random who gets it right, and we'll fix up with Dollywood tickets. That would be fun, too, if you go to Dollywood. How'd you win these tickets? There was a story about a guy
who cut off his
ding-dong.
There's a possibility.
So he could run fast from the police.
If it's a Tennessee guy, he could win the tickets.
Oh, my God.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really feeling like this is Florida.
I mean, they have meth gator, so that's a good...
Yeah, I'm still going to hold that, you know, it probably didn't happen here. What are you thinking, Ricky?
I'm not going to guess because I actually know the answer to this one because I did see this story and went, what in the world is going
on? She's got the teacher's edition book. It's got all the answers in it.
So I'm going to be fair
here and
not
guess. And you
know
already, right, Zach?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it's Tennessee just because I want it to be Tennessee.
You want these people to
live
among us?
I have no legend.
You're hoping that you were the voice.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I was hoping it seems like a very Rutherford County thing.
Oh, really?
That's where I live.
He's
so
getting very specific, not just
yeah,
the state.
I was going to say, wow.
All right. Text us 64895 for WJ in the message. You know the rest. And tell us, was it Tennessee or was it Florida?
You have the correct answer.
I'm ashamed that Tyson lives among us. It happened here in Tennessee.
No!
Yes, it did.
No!
That terrifies me.
No, please tell me it wasn't Middle Tennessee.
It doesn't say where exactly he lived.
His name is Tyson. I wonder if he was working at the Tyson plant.
Or he owned it. Wow.
Yeah.
So anybody that texted Tennessee as their guess.
Most people guessed Florida because they figure that's just so Florida.
I know.
But yeah.
No. But a few people did correctly guess Tennessee. We'll randomly choose from those texts and give you tickets to Dollywood, where, who knows, you could meet up with this guy.
Tyson may be there. Limping, weirdly.
We need to find out what that is, where that was, so we can have a scavenger hunt and go out in the woods and look for that thing.
Oh, my God, Woody.
All right, you can head up that...
I will.
That's all you.
I will head up the task force.
you take this on.
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.